Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good. Great.
Great. All right.
Much better than yesterday. Yeah. You know, it's a gradual process.
Yes. Yeah. But praise God, we're up, right? Everybody woke up this morning.
Yes.
Healthy and breathing and all those type of things. So it's been an interesting week here at our Men's Ministry Center. As far as some of the topics that we've been discussing, you know, we talk about like forgiveness, which kind of leads into like a theology of brokenness, right? I mean, that whole notion that it seems like we just, it's almost as if the world has created a culture to where you only get one chance, right, to get it right. Whether that be, you know, some of the topics, you know, as a member of the family, right, I got one chance to prove I'm right, or I'm going to excel, or I'm going to be loved, or whatever, you know. But here at, you know, Neighbors of Hope Men's Ministry Center, we're kind of like about 27th chances type stuff. In the sense that we don't give up. You know, we're going to fall down. We're going to have these mistakes. It may lead to expulsion in the program, but that doesn't mean you can't come back or something, right? I mean, so we don't really subscribe to that. But that's kind of like that theology of brokenness. I mean, that, I don't think that's the way God works. Thank God God doesn't work that way, right? I mean, we were talking about forgiveness, and, you know, what if God did that? Right? But, and then we were talking about kind of this, you know, in John's gospel, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it will not bear fruit. This idea, you know, how to, you know, death is the engine of life, right? How do we die to something so that we can grow and actually be alive and things like that? So I'm just curious for this episode of Word Made Flesh, what's some of the feedback, you know, that you kind of had some of those things resonating within your spirit, you know, for a while. Any thoughts, comments?
From the video that we watched last night, you know, as us as, you know, human beings, you know, we started off on the vine, and the vine gives us all the nutrients, and we grow into, you know, a fruit, but eventually, you know, we're picked off and we're put into markets and stuff like that. And, you know, once we do that in that process, you know, to my understanding, I may stand correct, you know, it's a part of like a dying, you know, and being able to, you know, once that fruit is cut off, and, you know, another seed is going to plant, and another fruit is going to grow, and it's going to have nutrients, and you know, it's a pretty good example, you know, of change, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, and you referenced the video, and for the listening audience, that was a video titled Tomato by former pastor and evangelist Rob Bell, right, from his Numa series they were watching. But it's interesting, you know, it backs up. I mean, what fertilizes the tomato to start with, right? Well, excrement from, right, the cow, right, fertilizer, those type of things. And you just kind of follow this whole cycle that it just seems to be that death is what produces life. And in here we talk about, okay, what in my life do I need to put to death, so to speak? That could be an addiction, right? Now I got to put to death Jack Daniels, right, if I'm going to have a life of sobriety, right? How does that change any ways that you kind of look at your life?
Yeah, it does. It kind of puts you in a position where you feel like you're accountable, you know. You want to put to death, you know, everything that's holding you back from moving forward, you know. Mm. You want to put to death, you know, even like bad thoughts. You want to put to death bad relationships, because sometimes you have to put something to death in order to bring it back to life, you know, in order to move forward, in order to be a beacon, you know, to say, you know.
And of course, when we're talking about death and relationships, we're talking metaphorically, right? We don't want to listen to the audience think that we're out there head hunting or anything like that. But yeah, I'm sure they garner all that as well. But it is, it is kind of what John in his letters, in the New Testament kind of references. Paul says, I'm crucified in Christ, and John says, right, unless we die, we can't be resurrected. But we, in a sense, we're putting to death, if you want to say, like the sinful nature, so that we're resurrected as new creatures in Christ to go out living. Right. So there's still that kind of metaphor. If you're going to have new life, the seasons of our lives, right? I mean, from the get-go, a woman's pregnant, right? In a sense, the pregnancy dies and gives actual birth to, right? Yeah. And then from then, you've got infancy dies and you start walking as a toddler, right? And then the toddling, right, dies as we move towards, early childhood, and then early childhood dies towards puberty. I mean, there's just this, it goes on and on and on. This is not anything new. How conscientious are we of that as we're going through all that, and certainly when men show up here, there's been some death, and some of that's very painful. Change in general, we tend to be a little resistant toward. And sometimes we have to accept the kind of the metaphor of the cross in our lives that, I'm willfully dying so that I can be resurrected anew.
With me personally, I think, planting that seed. Okay. With me, people stepped up to plant that seed in me to grow, to change, to see that, hey, you matter. Okay, we love you. We care about you. And it was up to me to water that seed, to read the Bible, to put forth effort to change. It's just like with everything that's going on in my life. It's a cycle. Whether with friends. Whether it was, whatever, the negativity in my life, because I wanted to grow so bad, but I didn't know how, So Neighbors of Hope, other people stepped into the community and said, hey, we care about you. So here, let's plant this seed. Just tell me they cared about me. Planted that seed, and through the time, things died off, because I was willing to let go. And let him have control.
Can you share with our listening audience, what kind of things died off?
Well, attitude.
Oh, okay.
Bad character. How I communicated with people. My relationships. Marriage. Just all in general, and to learn to love my neighbor, because I didn't like my neighbor. No way. Seriously.
I'm sure you're serious.
It's just all around effect. And once one thing starts falling off, other things start falling off. I've been in this program, went through the program. Pastor Steve, I was a hard-headed person and wanted to do it my way.
That's kind of what I was hoping you would get to, right? Because sometimes, Paul says in Romans, right, be transformed through the renewal of your mind, right? And then in the Greek, that transform is morphe, which we get like metamorphosis, right? The caterpillar turns into the butterfly, but the caterpillar, in a sense, really dies in order to be transformed into a whole new creature, right? That's kind of the analogy he's using there. Sometimes, right, it's putting to death my bullheadedness. Sometimes it's putting to death even my dreams. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, is it my life that I'm living, or am I living as a beloved child of God? You know, am I living my life to fulfill my vision of what I think my identity is, or do I claim, you know, put that to death and claim a whole new identity under God? Right. And without death, there's no resurrection. I mean, that's what Easter's about, right? I mean, we wouldn't be having Easter if there wasn't Good Friday. So that whole metaphor, to what extent do we apply that to everyday living? And yes, you're right. Sometimes that's bad habits that lead to a new character. And then Paul talks, you know, character produces hope. Yeah, I think, you know, if we look back, we have those moments. And there's plenty of times in those moments that we did not. Choose death. We tried. And where does it get us sometimes, right? I mean, do we really end up where we want to be? Were you going to say something? Or?
You know, I just want to put out there that, you know, I mean, I appreciate the gentlemen that are joining us today, because I think this ministry has helped me grow. Because, you know, I mean, just being able to get on and express, because, you know, it takes, you know, it's a love thing, you know, to me. I built a love relationship, not just with the ministry, but with Pastor Steve and people that are involved. And I mean, that really, like, kicked my butt, because, you know, I mean, these people put out the love to help me grow. And I just want to thank you so much for joining, and thank you, Pastor Steve.
Oh, yeah, glad you're here.
You know, if I might add, you know, and since during my tenure, one thing that I enjoy about here is just the fellowship, you know, being around people who have, you know, went through things and experienced pain, and we're all able to talk about it amongst each other. And I feel like that's a part of the healing process. That's a part of the dying process, being able to communicate about things, and also to establish an understanding, like, you know, we're all on the path, you know, and, you know, we want to stay on that path for God. And I feel like this is a great place to be able to establish that way of life.
Right? I mean, so many times we're going, is there something you wanted to add, or?
I'll chime in.
Okay. Yeah, we think we got to, right? We got to John Wayne it. We got this bravado. It's a big world out there. And if you're just a single individual, that's a lot of work. You know, that's a lot to carry. And it's nice when we can come into a space and realize, you know, I'm just as goofy as the next guy. And that's what, and I've said over and over, and you've heard it plenty of times, you know, we're just a house of goofs. And, you know, as the executive director, I just happen to be the chief goof. Right?
That was a great analogy.
Well, now you tell us.
Yeah, right.
You're executive director. Wow, I never knew that.
And, yeah, we're you know, we're on this, you know, this big blue planet spinning at, what, 17,000 miles an hour or something like that? I don't know. Which is why we have seatbelts.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it's twirling through space, and we're all trying to figure it out and trying to do the best we can. And it's nice to know, as you were saying, we don't have to go through that journey alone. But any chime?
Yeah, I got a chime.
Okay.
It's a little bit different than a lot of the other situations why people are here in the ministry. My circumstances are different. It's not all about the alcoholism and drug addiction, which is still a serious issue around the area. It's more about the things that you don't realize is going on around you.
Mm.
And you learn a trade, which I did, and I know different things and different trades, but then you become your own entity as that trade, and you are the owner.
Mm.
And you run the trade in the area, the business. So being a small business in the area changed me. And you have to be responsible for everything, not just going to work and doing the job.
Right.
So yeah. I guess what my point is that there's always going to be setbacks. Nothing is set in stone. You can write it out and this is what's going to happen, and from nowhere it changes instantly, and you have a plan. Now your plan's changed. Now what do you do? You have a plan B. I hope so, because there's a lot of businesses, and I was told this in an entrepreneurship course, that 1 out of 10 fail within the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Small business. And that's what you don't want to hear.
Yeah. Well, it right, see, we were talking earlier, seasons of change, whether it be through human development, right, in the course of a lifetime. How do we respond to that change?
Right.
You know, do we put to death our stubbornness so we can, right, evolve and grow into the change? Or, you know, do we try and cling to old ways and, et cetera, et cetera. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate all of you joining on this week's edition of Gourmet Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.